Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a really interesting strategy from Gap Incorporated. Their shares have been rallying, and it's not just about a better outlook, but a deliberate move to speak to two very different customers with two distinct voices.
That's right. It's fascinating how they seem to be mastering this dual strategy. The Gap brand is attracting a higher-income shopper, while Old Navy continues to be a strong draw for the budget-conscious consumer. This isn't accidental, it looks like a complex, intentional strategy playing out in the apparel retail world.
Exactly. And the market seems to be rewarding them for it. This strategic divergence is key. For any multi-brand company, maintaining distinct identities and managing differing product strategies under one umbrella is a huge challenge. It's a delicate balancing act, and Gap Incorporated appears to be navigating it exceptionally well.
You can really see the contrast when you picture the brands. A sleek, minimalist Gap store versus a vibrant, bustling Old Navy. These aren't just different store layouts, they represent fundamentally different brand promises and, crucially, different customer profiles. It's a departure from the old idea of casting the widest net possible.
Absolutely. In today's fragmented market, trying to be for everyone often means being for no one in particular. By carving out these distinct identities, Gap and Old Navy are becoming more relevant to their specific target audiences. Plus, the economic indicators play a role. Consumers naturally gravitate towards value when uncertain, and higher-income shoppers might spend more on quality and heritage when stable.
Let's break down the Gap brand first. How are they elevating essentials for that discerning, higher-income shopper? We're seeing a clear emphasis on elevated basics, more sophisticated silhouettes, and a modern twist on their heritage.
You can see it in their product assortments and marketing. Think premium denim, well-crafted knitwear, and timeless outerwear. These items signal quality, design, and a legacy of style, which are key drivers for that demographic. They're investing in pieces with lasting value and a distinct aesthetic.
And how are they recalibrating the value proposition? It's not about competing with luxury, but positioning themselves above fast fashion, right?
Precisely. They're offering a step up in quality and design at a price point that feels justified to a more affluent consumer. This is where the in-store and online experience becomes critical. Thoughtful merchandising, focus on fabric quality, and a seamless online journey all contribute to a more premium feel.
I've also noticed their strategic use of collaborations and limited edition drops. That seems to be a key tactic for resonating with a more aspirational audience.
Definitely. These collaborations aren't just about creating buzz, they're about associating the Gap brand with entities that appeal to a more discerning shopper. It creates exclusivity and desirability, drawing in those looking for something special that reflects their personal style or status.
So, when Gap talks about strong momentum in their stores, it likely means increased foot traffic and higher average transaction values, especially for the namesake brand. It sounds like their efforts to reconnect with that discerning customer are really paying off.
It certainly suggests so. Now, let's pivot to Old Navy, the resilient powerhouse that continues to champion value and volume. Their strategy is fundamentally about affordability, accessibility, and delivering on-trend fashion without the high price tag.
That formula has been incredibly effective, especially given the current economic climate. Old Navy understands that a significant portion of the market prioritizes value and practicality. They aren't aiming to be a high-fashion brand, they are the reliable go-to for everyday essentials and family wardrobes.
And their promotional strategies are legendary. Frequent sales, BOGO offers, and loyalty programs are central to their business model. These tactics drive high sales volumes and ensure a steady stream of customers, even when times are tough economically.
But how do they maintain relevance in such a crowded discount market, with competition from fast fashion and online giants? What's their secret sauce?
It's about consistent execution of their core promise. They offer a broad assortment for the entire family, a pleasant shopping experience, and a consistent level of quality that's perfectly acceptable for the price. They're reliable.
When you look at their average price points for key items like t-shirts or jeans, they remain remarkably accessible. This allows families to outfit kids, refresh wardrobes, or stock up on basics without significant financial strain. That broad appeal is a huge strength.
It's a place where parents can shop for themselves and their children together, finding something for everyone. And yes, core basics like t-shirts, denim, and activewear form the backbone of sales, alongside seasonal items that do exceptionally well due to their accessibility.
The correlation between economic uncertainty and Old Navy's performance is quite direct, isn't it? When consumers are feeling the pinch, value-oriented retailers like Old Navy tend to thrive.
Absolutely. They become a safe haven for apparel spending, allowing consumers to still express themselves through fashion without compromising financial security. This resilience is a critical component of Gap Incorporated's overall stability.
Now, let's talk about the delicate dance of synergy and separation within Gap Incorporated's portfolio. How do they manage these distinct brand identities?
They leverage economies of scale in areas like sourcing, logistics, and corporate overhead, which keeps costs down for both brands. But the real challenge is maintaining those distinct identities to cater to vastly different consumer needs and behaviors. This requires separate marketing, distinct product cycles, and tailored retail experiences.
Operationally, this must mean incredibly sophisticated supply chain and inventory management. It's like one big engine powering two very different vehicles, each with its own needs.
Exactly. The supply chain for Gap might focus on higher quality materials and intricate designs with longer lead times. Old Navy's, on the other hand, is optimized for speed, volume, and cost efficiency to get trendy, affordable items out quickly. A flowchart would show quite distinct pathways.
And one of the significant risks must be brand cannibalization. How do they prevent shoppers from choosing the cheaper option at Old Navy when they might have considered Gap?
They mitigate this through clear brand positioning and price segmentation. The perceived value and quality difference needs to be significant enough to guide consumers. Digital transformation is also crucial here, using data analytics to understand customer behavior and personalize marketing.
And the marketing budgets and strategies must be vastly different, too. Gap's campaigns likely focus on aspirational lifestyle imagery and heritage, while Old Navy's emphasize fun, family, and affordability with vibrant visuals and sales calls to action.
That's a perfect summary of the marketing dichotomy. Now, looking ahead to the holiday season and that upbeat full-year outlook, it's clear this segmentation is expected to be a major driver of success. It's not just wishful thinking.
For the holidays, this dual approach is particularly potent. Old Navy can capture the budget-conscious gift market, while Gap can cater to those seeking slightly more elevated gifts or personal wardrobe updates. Both brands are playing to their strengths.
However, there are always potential headwinds. For Gap, it's maintaining that premium perception and fending off competition from both established players and newer DTC brands. For Old Navy, it's the ongoing pressure of price competition and the need to continuously offer compelling value.
And emerging trends, like sustainability or athleisure, could impact both brands, requiring ongoing adaptation. It's a dynamic market.
But the long-term vision for Gap Incorporated, based on this successful brand bifurcation, appears to be one of sustained relevance and resilience. By serving distinct consumer segments, they've created a more robust business model.
This positions them effectively against competitors. While H&M and Zara might compete more directly with Old Navy, and Amazon is a broad disruptor, Gap Incorporated's ability to cater to both value seekers and quality-conscious shoppers gives them a unique advantage. One size fits all definitely doesn't apply anymore.
Let's talk about the market's verdict on this strategy. The market seems to be rewarding this calculated approach. Investors see the value in not trying to be everything to everyone.
It's a narrative that resonates in today's retail landscape. Authenticity and clear identity often trump broad, diluted appeal. It's not just about selling clothes, it's about selling a lifestyle, an aspiration, or a practical solution, depending on the brand.
And consider the sheer scale of Gap Incorporated: thousands of stores, a massive e-commerce presence, complex operations. Managing two distinct brands with separate customer bases, product assortments, and marketing messages requires incredible strategic precision.
It's like conducting a symphony with two different orchestras playing distinct pieces, yet they harmonize under the same corporate banner. The success truly hinges on the details that differentiate each brand.
For Gap, it's the tactile experience of a well-made sweater, the perfect fit of premium denim, or subtle branding that signals quality. For Old Navy, it's the joy of finding an affordable outfit for a child, vibrant colors signaling fun, and the sheer accessibility of everyday wear.
These aren't minor differences, they are fundamental to how consumers perceive and interact with each brand. Gap Incorporated has managed to cultivate these distinct identities effectively, which is no small feat.
And before we wrap up, let's look at the summary of key factors, strengths, and challenges. First, brand segmentation. Gap Incorporated effectively targets distinct customer segments with tailored identities, products, and marketing. This enhances relevance and reduces dilution.
The challenge there is maintaining that clear separation without alienating potential cross-shoppers and ensuring each brand stays distinct amidst evolving trends and competition. It's a constant balancing act.
Next, product strategy. Gap focuses on elevated basics and quality, appealing to the affluent. Old Navy delivers on-trend, accessible fashion for families, prioritizing value and volume. The challenge for Gap is consistently delivering premium perception, while Old Navy must maintain its value proposition in a crowded market.
Then there's operational synergy. They leverage economies of scale for cost efficiencies, which supports their pricing strategies. However, the complexity of managing two distinct supply chains and distribution models requires sophisticated inventory and operational management.
Market responsiveness is another key factor. Old Navy thrives in economic uncertainty by offering value, while Gap can capitalize on increased discretionary spending during stable times. This dual approach builds resilience.
The challenge here is adapting to emerging trends like sustainability and athleisure across both brands, while continuing to innovate in customer experience and digital engagement. It's about staying relevant.
Finally, competitive positioning. The dual strategy gives them an advantage against competitors focused on only one segment. They can capture broader market share by serving both value seekers and quality-conscious consumers.
The opportunity lies in further refining each brand's unique selling proposition and exploring new collaborations or product categories that reinforce their distinct identities and appeal to their target demographics. They can really double down on what makes each brand special.
And that brings us to our conclusion, a masterclass in retail segmentation. The company's confidence in its outlook suggests this dual-pronged strategy is sustainable. If the economy tightens, Old Navy is poised to capture value shoppers. If it improves, Gap can capitalize on discretionary spending.
This diversification within a single corporate structure is a significant competitive advantage. It's a powerful demonstration of how strategic segmentation, executed with precision, can lead to market outperformance and a more robust, adaptable business.
By not trying to be everything to everyone, Gap Incorporated is carving out distinct, valuable niches for both brands. This allows each to speak directly to its core customer, fostering loyalty and driving sales through relevance and authenticity. The market's positive reaction underscores this wisdom.
Ultimately, Gap Incorporated's trajectory is a testament to understanding and catering to diverse consumer needs. They've achieved a remarkable feat by allowing their brands to operate with distinct voices and strategies, yet function harmoniously. This careful balance of separation and synergy is driving success and positioning them for sustained relevance.
It's a strategy that speaks volumes about their market understanding and commitment to delivering value, whether that value is defined by premium quality or accessible pricing. A truly fascinating case study in modern retail.
Absolutely. Thanks for breaking that down with me today.